Our next report is about the confusing world of meatless burgers. More and more shops and restaurants are offering meat-free burgers that look and taste like the real thing. What's really in them? And are they really better for the environment and us? Do you want meat in your burger?
Until recently, imagining a burger without meat was a ridiculous idea. But now, there is an explosion in plant-based alternatives to many different kinds of meat. Clearly, with the international fast food market valued at around $600 billion and rising fast, the jackpot is to replicate the everyday burger. In France, the young U.S. company Beyond Meat is selling meat-free burgers through Buffalo Grill and various supermarkets. Another U.S. company, Impossible Foods, hopes to make animal agriculture redundant by 2035. This is unlikely, though investment bank J.P. Morgan estimates that the market for plant-based alternatives to meat will be worth $100 billion by then. A massive boom.
How do you fake a burger?
Faking a burger is difficult. When you cook a real burger, the amino acids and sugars in the meat react to create more than 4,000 complete and complex molecules that combine to create what we recognize as the look, flavor, odor, and texture of a burger. Replicating even some of those factors without meat requires so much more than plants. So plant-based burgers are, in fact, highly processed foods that owe more to the laboratory than the vegetable garden.
What exactly goes into a plant-based burger?
Each manufacturer has their own formula, but the Impossible Burger, for instance, contains culinary binders, powdered proteins, synthetic vitamins, factory flavorings, and, crucially, a genetically engineered soy derivative called soy leghemoglobin, SLH. This derivative is what gives the burger its meat-like look and consistency. In approving the Impossible Burger for sale, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration declared that current knowledge is not enough to establish the safety of SLH for consumption. But there's no evidence that SLH is unsafe, so the Impossible Burger is on sale all over the USA. Others base their recipes on mycoprotein. Mycoprotein is created by industrially fermenting a soil fungus called Fusarium venenatum, then adding glucose, nitrogen, vitamins, and minerals. It's not meat, but it's a long way from being an aubergine, too.
What about laboratory meat?
Many people believe that laboratory or cell-based meat is the future. Cultivated in reactors using stem cells taken from live animals, cell-based meat offers the possibility of manufacturing chemically authentic beef, pork, and other meats without cruelty to animals or harm to the environment. In a U.S. survey, 60% of vegans said they would be happy to eat cell-based meat. The results are impressive, but the manufacturers will need 5 to 10 years before they can produce this meat on an industrial scale.
So, which burger should I eat?
In terms of our health, highly processed fake burgers seem like a questionable choice. But in terms of the planet, meat burgers are unsustainable. The traditional farming of grass-fed cattle, however, has been shown to be a positive ecological factor as it boosts soil fertility and biodiversity. But traditional farmers cannot satisfy the world's appetite for burgers. Over the past 50 years, worldwide meat production has risen by 400% and is expected to double again by 2050. Ultimately, what's best for the planet's health, animal welfare, and ourselves is, quite simply, a low-meat diet based on sustainably produced raw products. So, in conclusion, maybe just don't eat burgers?